Lutheran Talk.
In Lutheranism, I come as a guilty sinner in need of hearing the forgiving words of Christ every single time I gather. Every single time.
Lutheran Music. The new Lutheran Public Radio app. Download for iPhone, Android, Windows Phone, and Kindle at issuesztc.org.
Healthy or sick, born or unborn, I will fight and win for you.
A lot of conservatives have internalized a lot of things that have grown out of contemporary historical feminism and said, well, some good did come from feminism. But again, I disagree with that.
There is no such thing as a penitent believer in Jesus Christ who is water baptized, who does not have the Holy Spirit.
Lutherans living below the Mason-Dixon line love issues, etc.
Sing it, song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
We have watched them fall one by one, and the latest fall was a couple weeks ago here in the United States, where civilized countries have welcomed a new definition of marriage, homosexual marriage. The Supreme Court was the vehicle by which it happened here. It doesn't always happen through the courts in other countries that have welcomed a new definition of marriage. The latest one that's on, what shall we say, on the chopping block or maybe in the bullseye is Germany. And there's a recent story from The Independent, in fact, come out just today. Angela Merkel, who is prime minister there, doesn't believe in gay marriage. I don't want discrimination, but I make a difference at some point. What does she mean by that? And what kind of pressure culturally is there on Germany as a nation, as a society, to follow in the footsteps of the United States and so many other countries? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live this Wednesday afternoon, July the 15th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Dr. Uwe Simonetta will be our guest for the first few minutes. We'll talk about homosexual marriage in Germany. After that, we're going to spend some time with Pastor David Fleming. We're going to be talking with him about the church and the children of broken homes. He talks about divorce, the breaking of a family, as a violent act that has lasting consequences on the children of those families. We'll see what pastoral care can be extended. Then Pastor Jonathan Fisk will be our guest all through Hour 2 of Issues, etc. We're going to talk with him about talking to our children about homosexual marriage. Our call-in number for the next 2 hours, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Our beloved on-demand listeners, use the Issues Etc. comment line, as you will, 618-223-8382. Dr. Uwe Simonetta is a regular guest. He joins us to talk about German Chancellor Angela Merkel and homosexual marriage in Germany. He's a native of Germany, an international journalist, founder of the League of Faithful Masks, and author of the book Triumph of the Absurd: Reporter's Love for the Abandoned People of Vietnam. Uwe, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you.
How strong is the societal pressure, the pressure on Germany's leaders, the cultural pressure there, to follow in the footsteps of the United States and so many other countries in legalizing homosexual marriage?
Well, if I might sound optimistic, it could be fading. Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, made it very clear that she's against it, that to her, marriage is between a man and a woman. She said that, interestingly enough, in an interview with a blogger, and you know, he's a sort of funny American type blogger with a baseball cap and flapping about, and he asked her this funny question. He said, "Well, look, you might not want it, but we just have to bear it. This is my opinion." She is also, interestingly enough, under substantial pressure from her own party, the Christian Democratic Union, not to succumb to this. Now, Germany's political structure is, of course, quite different from America's. The Social Democrats have a conservative, or sane branch. For example, the current foreign minister and others were Christians, and they would be opposed to that, so that they're in the majority together. There are pressures from the Green Party and from the Left Party, Die Linke, which is the former Communist Party. But it seems that Merkel, being as strong as she is and as popular as she is in Germany, for a variety of reasons, for the moment will prevail.
Do you get any sense, Uwe, that her religious affiliation is a factor in both her position and her stance on this? I mean, by both her opposition to redefining marriage, but also her willingness to kind of go to the mat if necessary on that.
Yes. Yes, she is a PK, pastor's kid. She's brought up a Lutheran. She's been brought up a Lutheran. She makes no bones about her her convictions in that field. She is very sturdily defending positions of what is called natural law, which, by the way, in Germany still counts. Don't forget that in Germany, unlike in the United States, God is still mentioned in the first sentence of the Constitution. And number two, the support of the family has a very high rank within the constitutional life in Germany. Not that the family, they have too many children in the families, but it's still there. And it is, there is a commitment to that. And I have a sense, Todd, I might be mistaken, and you can pillory for me for that a year from now, but I have a sense there is a turnaround, that Germany, for a number of political and other reasons, has found her way again, her balance, her place in life, is no longer succumbing as willingly as she did, maybe even 6 months ago, to the zeitgeist that comes out of the United States and other places and say, well, this is the way you have to be in order to be with it, to be fancy, to be hip. There is a return. There's a very, very interesting thing that happened. In Saxony, which is, of course, the state where Lutheranism was born, the oldest Lutheran state-related church has just elected a new bishop who is fundamentally against same-sex marriage, fundamentally against all the side. He's a very orthodox Lutheran, and he's a young man. He's 47. For a bishop, that's very young. Succeeding a guy who had just allowed same-sex couples to inhabit parsonages. So these might be early days, but I have a sense that with this new generation now taking over, they will reject the follies that have come from the West and specifically from America. May I add one particular point to this here? You know, the interesting thing is that Merkel, why is Merkel now in her third term as chancellor? Because she is a woman who is not a feminist. She's a woman in her own right who doesn't mind cooking for her husband and fixing him sandwiches before he goes off to the university where he is a very famous, Berlin Humboldt University was a very famous scientist. She doesn't find it unappealing to be a proper woman, and she exudes some charm, even in this thing. By the way, not unlike Margaret Thatcher in Britain some time ago, this is why she has been so successful and why she's admired.
So her positions on other moral, social issues, just to kind of round out the picture of Angela Merkel as a leader there in Germany, on the issue of marriage, she does still say, I am for registered civil partnerships. I am for not having any discrimination in tax legislation. And wherever we still find discrimination, we'll continue to dismantle it. She says, I don't want discrimination, but I do make a difference at some point. What is she saying there?
Well, she's saying one is a secular thing. You can come up with any deals in your secular life as long as it's permissible. Homosexuality, which used to be outlawed for a very, very long time, I saw very recently, is now allowed, homosexual behavior. So, okay. So she said, as a secular human being, if you want to have that, if you want to conduct a partnership, if you want to have the same inheritance as married couple, so be it. That is a secular issue. But a marriage is holy matrimony. Matrimony is reserved for male and for man and for woman. So, I mean, she is a very good Lutheran. Now, you can, of course, say that in Lutheran doctrine, marriage belongs to the left-hand kingdom, and then it's a whole different debate here. But I think she is very, very clear, and she is quite sets herself apart from neighboring nations, including Germany's closest ally, which is France, which has, of course, instituted same-sex marriage as an official deal. Same thing, in Holland, obviously in Scandinavia, not in Germany. By the way, abortion in Germany is officially still illegal, even though it's not being punished.
Okay. Also, on the issue of abortion, where does she stand?
She's against abortion. She said so.
Okay. When we look at the pressure that's on them, how does Germany then stand in the European Union with respect to the issue of same-sex marriage, its partners there in the European Union? Is it the odd man out? Does it still stand with the majority?
Pretty much the odd man out, yes. But she is the odd man out in many, many respects. Fortunately, now, if you look at the Greek crisis, she is the odd man out. She doesn't follow suit with France. And the Nordic nations, and I suspect it's going to come about in Catholic, or take for example Ireland, even a Catholic nation, they voted for it. In Germany, it's not going to happen, not just yet, because it means, Todd, that is a central point. I think we've been discussing this before. It means that if she succumbed on this issue, it would go before the Supreme Court. Or Supreme Constitutional Court, Constitutional Court. And if that court has to rule on precedents and law, that court will still have to follow natural law. Natural law has not been superseded by the civil law that we have in the United States nowadays or elsewhere, or positive law, as it is called. Germany still has, at least on her books, natural law. And you find it throughout this wonderful constitution which we have.
Where, to look at the religious landscape in Germany, where does the Christian church, broadly described there, where does it seem to be headed on the issue of marriage redefinition?
Well, look, the Christian Church, well, the Catholics are, of course, against it. The Protestant Church, which is either Lutheran or Reformed or Union, has a rather positive approach to same-sex marriage. But as I just told you about one of the member churches, Saxony, they turned against it. And I suspect it's going to come up further and further and more as new bishops are elected, as these baby boomer type bishops and senior theologians are now retiring, being replaced by a much more orthodox and conservative younger generation. And in that sense, I hate sounding like a nationalist, but in that sense, also much more German thing. I said, well, they suddenly return. I find this in my emails and my conversations with young Germans all the time. the Germans suddenly say, well, wait a minute, we have our own standards. Why do we have to follow every nonsense that comes out of the United States? Feminist, you know, all the ugly form of political correctness and all that. Why can't we do that? It's a small flame that we're watching here, but I think it is actually growing, widening.
Uwe Simonetto is our guest on this Wednesday afternoon, July the 15th. We're talking with him about German Chancellor Angela Merkel and homosexual marriage in Germany. Our call in number 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. A few more minutes with Uwe on the other side of the break, and then we'll talk about the church and its pastoral care for children of broken homes with Pastor David Fleming. Bethany Lutheran College is pleased to sponsor Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio. Bethany Lutheran College is located in the picturesque river town of Mankato, Minnesota, and is committed to making Christian higher education affordable for all with generous financial aid packages available. At Bethany, you'll find stimulating academic programs, a friendly atmosphere, and opportunities to grow both in intellect and in your faith, all within the framework of a supportive Christian environment. For more information, visit us on the web at blc.edu.
You might wonder, is it possible for my child with special needs to receive a rich classical Christian education? Issues Etc. guest Cheryl Swope answers yes. With the Simply Classical curriculum created by Cheryl and published by Memoria Press, there's no reason to withhold a beautiful education from any struggling student. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR. ClassicalSpecialNeeds.com.
Lutheranism in the Public Square. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The Church's Music from the 20th Century. The 17th Century. The 11th century. The 8th century. The 4th century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Dr. Uwe Simonetto is our guest, a native of Germany and an international journalist. We're talking about the German Chancellor Angela Merkel recently in the news about her stance against homosexual marriage there in Germany. Question, I guess, that kind of lingering for me here, Uwe, is what do you think American lawmakers, policymakers can learn from the stance of someone like Angela Merkel?
Well, to be a little less populist, to follow, as she very clearly does, her example of trying to do the right thing. I mean, she's getting bad mouths, especially in the United States, by people like Paul Krugman and others, for doing the right thing. I mean, here's a woman who slogs her way through, sits through 17-hour conferences, whether it's about Greece or Russia and Ukraine, etc., arguing with the others, and then coming out, and then appearing bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at the next diplomatic reception and then flying off to some other country to do something else without catering to every hog that comes running down Main Street in the village, you see. And that is what I think I find so despicable right now. I love America, as you know. I've been living there for a long time. I've been associated with America since covered most election campaigns since Kennedy versus Goldwater, neither Johnson versus Goldwater. But it is pretty distressing to see the see how American politicians, and I think it's on both sides, are succumbing to the side, guys. I mean, take these issues. They call abortion a social issue. Hell, it's not a social issue. It's about life and death. It's about what we as decent human beings believe in, namely the right of a person to live. Or same-sex marriage. It's about orders of creation that have been are generally accepted throughout history. Now they all cave in, and you have this, that it is quite disgusting. And then they're trying, then they have the audacity, and which makes me so angry, to, like Krugman and others, and even Obama, telling Merkel how to act in certain ways, when she has been actually quite forcefully and quite efficiently run a successful country, an successful economy, for she's been doing it now in her third term. So she's about 10 years into her chancellorship. And I would be very nice, but you notice something? Where do you find in the American media a profile of German politicians? It's not chic to do that. How she works at home, how her married life is. This interview by this blogger was fantastic, because the woman just said, this is what I believe in. And she tells this over national television. She invited a blogger, a funny-looking guy with a sort of, as I said, baseball cap and a tattoo, but it appeared on nationwide television. And you got it because the Independent picked it up from German nationwide television. She sat down and said, this is what I believe in. And if you can't stand it, well, you just have to take it. You elected me. This is what I believe in. Isn't that wonderful to hear this for a change?
One final question for you, Uwe, and it's kind of more of a general question with respect to kind of the European reaction to Ireland's legalization of same-sex marriage recently. It happened, about a month or so before the United States did this. We know what the reaction was here in the U.S. It was generally lots of jumping and popping of champagne corks. What was the European reaction to Ireland doing this?
Some people popped champagne corks, but most people actually didn't much care. Some people were horrified. Mind you, I mean, in the scheme of things, Ireland is not a very significant member of the European Union, but we all love them. I mean, they're wonderful people. So when they suddenly came with us, most Europeans just looked at them and said, because, you know, the Irish only followed the French and assorted others in doing this. And then, of course, there is another issue that it might be a cause for another debate or topic of another discussion, and to what extent the Irish did this just to stick it to the Roman Catholic Church. And then we have to talk about the Roman Catholic Church's behavior in Ireland over the centuries. And so it was obviously an irrational thing. But the Europeans weren't popping champagne corks. On the other hand, they weren't weeping into their glasses either.
Dr. Uwe Simonetto is a native of Germany and international journalist. He's founder of the League of Faithful Masks and author of the book Triumph of the Absurd, Reporter's Love for the Abandoned People of Vietnam. You can find out more about this book under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Uwe, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thanks very much, Todd.